This is the Composer's Datebook for June 16th. I'm John Zeck. The American composer Henry Brandt is famous for his avant-garde spatial music, works that require groups of musicians stationed at various points around a performance space. But hardcore film music buffs might also know Brandt as the master orchestrator of other composers' scores for some big Hollywood productions in the 1960s. On today's date in 1995, Brandt conducted the National Arts Center Orchestra of Ottawa, Canada, in the premiere of one of his orchestrations, in this case, a symphonic version of the Concord Piano Sonata of Charles Ives, first published in 1920. In the long preface to his sonata, Ives wrote, "The sonata is an attempt to present an impression of the spirit of transcendentalism associated in the minds of many with Concord, Massachusetts, undertaken in impressionistic pictures of Emerson and Thoreau, a sketch of the Alcotts, and a scherzo supposed to reflect a lighter quality found in the fantastic side of Hawthorne." Henry Brandt had been profoundly influenced by Ives' music long before he got to know the Concord Sonata, but when he did, Brandt set to work orchestrating it. He wrote, "I sensed that here potentially was a tremendous orchestral piece. It seemed to me the Concord Sonata in a symphonic orchestration might well become the great American symphony that we had been seeking for years. What better way to honor Ives and express my gratitude to him for showing me a new direction for my own music?" Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.